girly quiz. Makeup and hairs and tips. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome on in to the girly quiz.
Yes, welcome in. It is the quiz where we test our Dave on all things feminine and girly and womanly. Mm-hmm. And he usually doesn't have a clue. And it just reminds us that men shouldn't be allowed to be on the radio. But it's okay. It's grand. We'll still give him a bit of a chance. And he's not alone in this. He has a simplify option. There's three questions that we ask him. He has a simplify option. And he has his phone a female. And that today is the lovely Sive.
Sive is standing by there. How are you this morning,
morning
Sive?
Morning, Sive.
Morning, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, Sive, tell us, what is the thing you
what's
think...
What's your special subject?
Yeah, what's your speciality when it comes to women? Is it body parts? Is it...
when
it
comes to being yourself.
TV show. Well, do body parts come up? Is it makeup? Is it like girly TV shows? Like, what is it?
I think anything healthcare. I work in healthcare, so I probably should be able to help you with some of that. And I'm expecting a baby at the moment, so anything to do with babies, maybe I should be able to help with.
Okay.
Amazing. Sive. Can I ask, when are you due-ish?
Christmas Eve.
Oh my God.
Very nice.
A little nullick on the way.
Yeah. Little, oh, that's so exciting.
Little Noel.
Or little Noel.
Little
Thank
Santa.
You.
That's very exciting.
Yeah,
stay there because okay. I will absolutely need you.
100%.
Great.
The other thing just mention is if you do have little kids on the car, little Nulligs or Noles of your own, in case some things come up here on the show or on the quiz that you might not be happy to have those conversations with your young kids just yet, just keep your hand on the dial. I will say... We look pretty good.
Not too bad.
It's looking pretty good today.
Pretty
but you never know when Dave's going to throw out the word penis.
So,
sure. You know?
I hope those hands were hovering.
We warned you. All right, let's do this. Callum's gone.
Good to keep things. Good to keep things interesting.
I like to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, well done.
And your
well
hands
done,
on the
Dave.
Dial.
Yeah, yeah, and something else on the dial as well. All right, Dave. Question number one on the girly quiz. Bum bum cream, Beija Floor Elasti, and Smooth and Glow are all product names from what cosmetics company?
I know this. I know this.
Oh.
I know this with... I know 75% of
this. I gotcha.
Yeah, do you remember the time I talked about bum bum cream on, the show and you completely annihilated my... conversation about it going bum 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 bum
bum bum.
What do you
cream.
Mean you got bum bum cream?
It's cream for your bum bum.
I think I have this, even though I know this question, to be honest, is like perfect for Sive. Because I think
she's,
I don't know if do they sell it in the chemist, but I've seen it in like airport, like duty free and stuff like that. And I think our marketing person Lucy was looking for prizes the other day for this brand.
Oh.
I think the brand. Now, I'm also like, is this a place in Tenerife? Sol de Janeiro is what I want to say. And I'm also like...
Do you read your emails from Lucy? That's what I'm most shocked about.
I was
about
never
here.
Banking on that.
Sol de Janeiro.
Sol de Janeiro.
Is final answer.
Final answer.
Dave, you're absolutely correct.
Come on! Look, I can see the yellow tub
well
in my eyes.
Done.
Shout out to Lucy Maddie who did inspire question number one on the girly quiz this week.
Who knew
very
I
much
read my
not
emails?
Shout out to Dave who apparently reads his emails.
Well done.
That's amazing. I thought it was going to be like, you know what I mean, that place in Lanzarote.
I know. I honestly feel like that with Sol de Janeiro sometimes. I'm like, I'm going to say the name of this. I'll take a punt and I really could be wrong.
What
so
am
well
I thinking
done.
Of? Puerto del Carmen.
Give us some of that Puerto del Carmen.
Tomato,
cream.
Tomato.
No, Costa del Sol is what I was thinking of.
Sol de Janeiro.
Yeah, yeah.
Potato, potato. Okay, Dave, question number two.
Oh my God. Sorry, I'm just buzzing.
You're very good.
Glass.
Very good.
Back in the 2010s, you may have heard the women in your life talking about donuts in relation to their hair.
Come on.
Why might a woman use a donut in her hair? Oh my God, the cockiness in here is disgusting.
Oh.
Get this testosterone out of the studio. Don't you make that noise with your feet.
Come on.
Stamp around here on the girly
reminds
quiz.
Me of, he reminds me of the two lads in the traitors where they catch a traitor.
Yes. It's because he got to say penis at the start of the quiz. It's giving him some sort of power.
I am jittery with excitement.
Sick.
Jittery.
This is disgraceful.
So, sorry,
I'm raging.
Ask the question again.
Back in the 2010s, you may have heard women in donuts and hair.
What is a donut? Is basically what you're asking.
In hair, yeah.
Yeah, a donut is when you would put the ponytail through this kind of I want to say almost like what would you call them? Like a hair band, like a hair tie almost, but it was a little bit thicker. It was, it looked like a donut. It was probably the same kind of thickness as a donut. And you'd put the ponytail through and then you'd kind of wrap it around the hair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Shut up. Shut up.
Pink, do you remember your one who came back from Peru?
Why are you showing off?
That
yes,
vibe.
The that. Peru tube. Yeah, yeah. Excellent example yeah. of a donut.
Brilliant.
Well referenced. Brand,
whatever, yeah. Woo!
Hit him, Fiona. Oh, I can't believe this.
Hit him. Fiona, I mean it. Don't even look at him. If you give away any of this
I'm
question,
not, I know Emma's.
You still got both lifelines as well.
Easy.
You could use both, even if you know it.
Just even if putting the feet up, lads.
Just if you want to have
putting
a chat to size
sorry,
about her baby.
Girls, I can't tell you the state of him. He has his feet, his dirty shoes on the desk.
This is horrendous. All right, Dave. Final
big,
question.
Big stretch there.
Not a big stretch. Okay, Fiona regularly uses a nipple cream as a lip balm. You've probably noticed the tube on the desk beside you.
I have.
Actually not today. Apart from your nipples and your lips, where's one other place on the body you could use it? Nipple cream, that is.
I'm going to change the question.
You'd be very happy to know I don't know the answer.
I was going to say give me three other places.
I can't even give you... Where would you use nipple cream or where would you use like lip balm?
Nipple cream, apart from your nipples and your lips.
Your lips? I'm trying to think. Maybe in your nose, because sometimes I use lip balm in my nose. If it's like a bit dry, I'll just shove a lip balm up there.
That's disgusting.
Well, I don't then use it on my lips.
Well, he does.
No, I don't. Pippa does. It's hers.
Never borrow my lip balm.
I don't know. I'm going to have to call in Sive, who I hope to God is still on the line.
Hello, Sive.
Good morning,
Sive.
Hi.
How are you?
Still here.
All right, Sive. Good. Just for absolute safety, I have 30 seconds on the clock, and I'd love you to give me three places I could put nipple cream on my body if I wanted to use it almost as like lip balm.
That aren't your nipples or your lips.
Okay, so I haven't actually heard of this before, but I feel like anywhere very dry, so maybe your elbows or your knees.
Knees? Where was the other place?
Elbows, maybe? Elbows? Do you know where it'd be tight? Yeah, I think so, but I haven't heard of it, I think that would make
elbows, and maybe knees, like your, toes? Your,
yeah. Maybe on your heels, maybe, but I'd say elbows or knees maybe might be where people would put it.
Amazing. Sive, thank you very much.
Just a guess, so, but it's my best.
Right, so you could put nipple cream on your head, your shoulders, knees and toes. Whatever. Eyes and ears and mouth and...
Stop having fun! Stop enjoying yourself on a Thursday.
Final answer. I'm going to put heels because that, for me, does get quite dry.
Yuck. You sicko. You've got dry heels. That's disgusting, man.
You are horrible looking. But you're right.
Come on!
Sive, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sive.
And Sive, get yourself the nipple cream if you're expecting a baby. I would recommend it for lips and more. Please.
Best of luck with the pregnancy. Best luck with the new baby. And thanks
thank
for listening.
You.
And you've won yourself 50 euro just Steve Fetcher. Congratulations.
Thanks, Sive.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Now, what a girly quiz. Whoa. What an unbelievable day for men everywhere.
I assume I'm off writing the questions.
Yeah, Fiona, I think you're taking a...
Sometimes they give me the answers and sometimes they just give me the best questions
would you
ever.
Just stop.
I mean, you want to make it something you can play along with, but I didn't think you would play us that well.
Great questions there, Fee. They were class.
Disco Line, Sinéchée and No Broke Boys on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. I'm absolutely seething here.
I'm not broken, I am fixed.
We've just come off the back of the girly quiz. The cockiness in here, I'm telling you, it's unbearable.
I got questions correct and I got excited about getting the questions correct.
No, you
That's
were small.
Fair enough.
You weren't like, I am so happy I'm doing well at this. You were feet up. Kicking back.
If you watch Traitors.
Absolute disgrace.
You saw the carry on of Nick and Ben with their little arrow shoots. That was the kind of testosterone. That was the level of testosterone in here this morning. It was disgusting, girls. 18 wins and 15 losses for Dave this year. Michael has some feedback. How are you? What's going on?
Oh my God, that was so easy.
What? No!
No, Michael, shut up. It was really hard.
Oh,
it was really, really difficult.
Oh my God. Michael, why? What are you awoke or something?
Did you know?
Like, old women or
something? But I must be male.
Did you know all the answers, Michael?
Yeah.
You knew the brand Bum Bum Cream was Sol de Janeiro.
Yeah. Porto del Carmen.
You knew what donuts mean in relation to hair then, yeah?
Oh, Jesus, yeah. That was the
problem. And you knew about the nipple cream. Okay, all right. Well, we're doing a revamp of the girly quiz.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Honestly, guys, that's it. Fiona's off questions for a while.
What a great day.
Okay, well, go Italian on a Wednesday.
I'm tallying up them wins and losses there.
Shut up.
I already said it.
Just do it again.
No.
Do it again then.
Nope.
Go on, just one more time.
Don't bloody push it in here.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
18 wins, was it?
Oh, so you do know the answer.
18.
Grams.
What was it again, Emma? Is it 18 wins there?
I'm back in questions next week.